Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Momentous release this week from David Bowie. For 26th of June 1970, issue 335 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM. That's revolutions per minute, my friend, in the year 2020. It was also it was also 1970. How can we look back so far and remember it so well, Les, as though it was only yesterday? Wow, and yet, what on earth did I have for my dinner today?
Yeah, I can't remember what happened yesterday. Like, 50 years ago, you remember it like it was yesterday, don't you?
Yeah.
Memory of a Free Festival.
Part one on the A side of the single.
Originally recorded as a one track. It was actually, according to the people that be, the powers that be that write this stuff, it was supposedly to a homage to a free festival organised by Beckenham Arts Lab, which was held at Croydon Road Recreation Ground, Beckenham, on the 16th of August, 69. Didn't sell very well at all. And biographer David Buckley described it as a sort of trippy retake of the Stones' Sympathy for the Devil. So, yeah, it had mixed reviews, I think, at the time.
Well, it didn't sell many copies. If you've got a copy
about
now...
About a couple of hundred, I believe.
Worth a fortune. It says on the reissue of David Bowie's David Bowie album...
Incidentally, it featured Rock Mick Ronson on guitar and Mick Woodmansey. Well, on his first outing with the Bowie band.
Right, yep. Part 1 and 2 of his electric version were re-recorded from the album and released as a single on Mercury Records in June 1970. Both parts for single were previously... Now, yeah, we know that.
Prior to this, was the theme to It Takes a Thief, which starred at the time Robert Wagner and... Robert Wagner and Fred Astaire, of all people. And it was a sort of like a... What was it? It was a thing. Oh, I don't know. I'm getting all mixed up.
It was the Deschamps Orchestra, or the Deschamps Orchestra, on Page One Records. It Takes a Thief. And as you pointed out, Les, it's just like that bit of music you hear when you're in the cinema. You're in the Odeon.
Yeah, the well-known people that still advertise even today. You know, the cinema, when I last went, had a... You know, there's this well-known company from London who do all the local advertising. And, you know, they have that sort of, like, orchestration thing. It says, and then they show you pictures of, like, a local Balti house about two doors down from the cinema.
And I said, did you remember the bacon take?
Yes, I did.
Not far from the Odeon.
No, it wasn't. Just up the road. The same sort of thing. But we always ended up going there. I mean, I used to go there regularly, but it was none of this fried chicken. That they used to get chicken and literally throw it in the oil.
It was it was just fried chicken, nothing else.
Literally fried chicken. There was no coating on it whatsoever. No. Just put it straight in the oil.
Chuck it in the fryer.
Yeah, unbelievable it was.
So, that single from David Bowie, it was part one and part two, purposely done like that to spread over the both sides of the single on Mercury Records. Let's hear the other side. Memory of a Free Festival, part two. I'm like Les, I'm going to get my mouth into gear today for some reason. Oh, and apparently, I don't know if it's on this version or on the album version, but people such as Bob Harris are singing in the background.
Oh,
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Oh, gather together. I know we could get on. I've seen them stand at the top of the hill, and none of them coming down. But who will be the last one to kill?
So long ago, when Sandy Denny was still alive, and you, and you'd been to see round about this, it's round about last week, it's round about now, 50 years ago, you had been to see Audience at the Cloud Nine in
Wentworth Street.
Peterborough.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. But what a band, what a place that was. You know, the more we play of this stuff, the more I think, yeah, I've seen them, And thanks to Steve Allen, that he brought all these bands to us.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
So that was Audience and Belladonna Moonshine on the famous Charisma record label. It was released this particular week, the 26th of June, Friday the 26th of June. In actual fact, it was on B and C Records. No, I think that was wrong. It's a B and C catalogue number, CB126, but it would have been on that sort of pinky mulberry blackcurrant Charisma record label, wouldn't it? Yes. And that was Fotheringay. It was their first single, Peace in the End, on the Island record label, featuring Trevor Lucas and Sandy Denny on the vocals. Yeah. The B-side, I've always particularly loved the B-side of that single. It doesn't fit with this time of year whatsoever. It's called Winter Winds, but let us remember what it can be like in this fair country of ours.
Winter winds, they do blow cold. The time of year, it is chosen.
Through evil overpaths or broken Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away has left a pool of tears crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know. And many times I've cried. Anyway, you never know the many ways I've tried, but still they lead me back.
Was particularly good from Day Costello, Long and Winding Road on Spark Records.
Yep, so it was. Interestingly, and I've just checked, his name was Ross McManus, and he is actually the father of Elvis Costello.
Well, don't we stumble across?
Yeah, no, that whose name is Declan McManus?
Wow, wow, that was really
so
good.
So that was Ross McManus, Elvis Costello's father.
They were really good vocals, weren't they?
Yeah, really good. But you can, when you listen to that, you can hear Elvis Costello's. You can really hear the similar style when you hear that.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Wow. You see, listeners, we do not know. Well, we know what we're going to play, but we don't know it enough. Although we were there at the time, we couldn't possibly have heard all of these singles at the time. And it's such a voyage of discovery each week for Les and I. We're taking this journey as much as you are. I mean, we're not in charge of the ship. Les, are we?
We're not
in charge of a ship, are we? We're on the voyage.
Yeah. Apparently, that wasn't the obviously Long and Winding Road was a great hit for the Beatles.
Yeah.
Was that 69? Was that was the 1970s as well, wasn't it?
It was. Anyway, my friends, that was Costello, Long and Winding Road on Spark Records. And now, on Pride About It, of course, it was Sandy Denny with Fotheringay and those Winter Winds, which at the moment they're about as far away as they could possibly be. Let us listen to Elton John. See, such a lot of good records were released. This is Elton John before he had a hit. And apparently on that single, they took the audience sounds from a Jimi Hendrix concert, and it was the same crowd that they used when they put the fake audience on Benny and the Jets later on with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the double album. I'm not in gear today, and quite literally, I've got no gear on today.
Oh, dear. Well, it is a bit hot in the studio.
It is rather warm today. Yeah, Elton John, Rock and Roll Madonna. Let's hear the B-side now. We've imparted that important information about the crowd sounds there. This is Grey Seal, the alternate original mix.
Why is it never light on my lawn? Why does it rain and never say good day to the newborn? On the big screen they showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real one. It's never quite the same as the real one. And tell me, Gracie, how does it feel to be so wise? To see through eyes that only see what's real. Never learned why meteors were born. I only found in schools that were so worn and torn. If anyone can cry, then so can I. I read books and draw life from the eye. All my life views drawings from the eye. Tell me, Gracie, how does it feel? Your mission bells were wrought by ancient men. The roots were formed by twisted roots. Your roots were twisted then. I was reborn before all life could die. The phoenix bird will leave this world to fly. If the phoenix bird can fly, then so can I.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
The earth takes a seed and is love, love is life, love, I love you.
Thank you.
if I couldn't see the actual disc, I would not believe that those are the Upsetters on what was a brand new record label. I think the single came out last week on Spinning Wheel Records. That clearly was Spinning Wheel.
Spinning Wheel.
But it, the title they gave it was Double Wheel.
That was often the case, though, wasn't it? The doers like a spoof version of something else and changed the name of it.
Yeah, they gave the other side. That was the B side of the single. The A side was called Haunted House. See what you think this tune sounds like, Les? This is Haunted House from the Upsetters. Sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it? You might have thought they'd have made that the B side, wouldn't you?
No, that version.
Sounds
like a back. It just sounds like the backing track. It
sounds exactly
without
like
the organist.
No expense was spared with our reggae friends, was it?
Well, I mean, obviously they couldn't afford to pay Reg Dixon for both sides.
But they did churn a load of singles out on those Trojan related labels, didn't they? So that's both sides of the Upsetters single. You're listening to the new singles as released when Les and I were a boy. No, not a boy. We're both. Not the same boy. We were both. No, we weren't both boys. We were different boys.
Oh, yeah.
I was 15 and I think Les was 16 at the time.
Yeah.
26th of June 1970, yeah. 61 singles.
16 coming on 17.
16 singles were released this particular week.
Hello?
Oh. You didn't hear that in 1970, you know.
No. Well, they obviously, I think you got away with it at that time. They've gone somewhere else.
They've not come to take me away. Ha ha. Okay, the next single is going to be by a band called Illusion on Dot Records, and Let's Make Each Other Happy.
Hey, little girl, so sad and blue now. Cali, 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 Cali. Caca, caca, pokey mau. Caca, caca, paia, mau, mau. Caca, caca, pokey mau. Cali, 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 Cali. Caca, caca, pokey mau.
Kakabaya Mau Mau by Spencer Mack on Penny Farthing Records. That's the same label that Shocking Blue were on with their Venus track.
I remember the name, but I can't find much about him.
No, Spencer Mack. And we began
I think I've probably confused because I'm thinking of
Jeremy
Spencer.
Fleetwood.
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. That's probably where they got their name
from. And
I don't think it's him. I think it's a different person entirely.
No, and prior to this, it was Illusion and Let's Make Each Other Happy. And normally, each week, this programme never disappoints. It came close to it last week, I seem to remember, Les. It was a bit of a bit of a slow week.
You never know.
This
then
week,
all of a sudden, you get an inspiration or something comes up.
Yes.
And you think,
that,
well, you know.
That Dave Costello. I think that's a revelation of the week, actually. I'm sure if we were big fans of Elvis Costello, we would have already known that.
That's quite surprising.
As innocent bystanders to the charts, it was a revelation to us. 26th of June 1970 is when these singles were released. Going to the top of the hour, yes, we've just heard Spencer Mack and Kaka Kabaya Mau Mau. This is the other side, this is the A side of his single, Blues Up in Downtown. There's something up in downtown.
Love to one another. They got the blues. this in the way, not to offend all the nerve, but there's a rumour going round the Gwyn being served. Get up, 23 positions in one dance stand. Get off, I'll only call you after if you say I can. Get off, let a woman be a woman and a man be a man. Get off, baby, here I am.
Fancy foreign car, she buys French perfume by the jar. Daddy owns most everything you see. The rich man's daughter has everything that she wants. Mink coats, horses and restaurants. She eats caviar sandwiches and speaks five different languages. Kiss this dream goodbye.